Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Khadim India Q3 and nine months FY 2023 earnings conference call organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nachiket Kale. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kale.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the conference call. Today from the management of Khadim India Limited, we have the promoter, Mr. Siddharth Roy Burman, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ritwik Roy Burman, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Indrajit Chaudhary, CFO. Before we proceed with the call, just a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain some forward-looking statements which are as per the beliefs and expectations of the company as of today. Actual results may vary in the future depending on multiple factors. A detailed safe harbor statement is mentioned in the company's investor presentation also. I hope everyone had a chance to go through the presentation which was uploaded on the exchange. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Siddharth Roy Burman. Over to you, sir.
Namaskar, everybody. On behalf of Khadim India Limited, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to this conference call to discuss the Q3 and nine months result for the financial year 2022-23. I would like to begin by sharing an update on leadership structure of the company. Ms. Namrata, CEO, has resigned from the service of the company, citing personal reasons. The board of directors has accepted the said resignation. The day-to-day operation and executive leadership are being led by Mr. Ritwik Roy Burman, Whole-time Director, who belongs to the promoter group, coming to performance for the quarter. After posting year-on-year revenue growth for six consecutive quarters, we saw a decline in the base quarter Q3 FY 2022. We had posted a strong growth due to unlocking of COVID. In the current physical majority of our sales for the festive season of Pujo were booked in Q2 FY 2023. Hence, we see a decline in sales growth Q3 FY 2023. Our trajectory for the year remains positive with the revenue from nine-month FY 2023 showing a double-digit growth. The raw material prices are still trending at a higher level, and we are now witnessing a gradual softening. Despite the inflationary pressure on prices, we have maintained our gross margin above 40% with a healthy improvement. After posting our highest ever EBITDA margin in the previous quarter, we have maintained the EBITDA margin in double digits. Our focus remain on providing trendy and vibrant products to our customers at an attractive price point. We take pride in creating to all demographic with a basket of product, providing affordable fashion for all. We accept the positive trend generated this year in nine months so far to continue and aim to deliver steady growth within improving the profitability. Our endeavor to establish pan-India presence with an asset-light strategy has taken the retail store tally to 838 as of December 31st. With an addition of 73 stores in nine months FY 2023, the company is also capitalizing on the retail network to grow aggressively in footwear distribution and has a network 682 distribution as on December 31st. Q3 and nine-month financial highlights. Q3 FY 2023 revenue at rupees 149 crore is down year-on-year by 19%. However, the trend is largely positive year to date with nine-month FY 2023 revenue 501 crore by up 15% year-on-year. 15% year-on-year. The distribution business, in which we carry the most affordable and economic product, has suffered significant headwind with muted demand in the Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets, has registered a year-on-year degrowth of 36% in Q3 FY23 and 7% in nine-month FY23. However, the retail portfolio is doing well and registered an encouraging 31% on year-on-year growth for nine-month FY23. Gross margin for Q3 and nine-month FY23 stand 41.6% and 41.2% respectively, with a significant improvement, almost 400 basis points across both periods. EBITDA for Q3 FY23 is down by 22% at rupees 17 crore, and nine-month FY23 EBITDA at rupees 56 crores registered a growth of 60%. EBITDA margin at 11.2% has been subsequently flat in Q3, and over the period, nine months, has improved by 320 basis points from 8% EBITDA margin in nine months FY22. The PAT for the quarter was 5 crore, and the nine-month FY23 PAT at rupees 13 crore shows strong uptrend in the year so far, with 250% growth year-on-year. So now we can proceed for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my first question is regarding the management change. Now that Ms. Namrata has decided to move on and we'll be taking care of the company from here on, do we see any? So there was a clear strategic path that she had guided the investors in terms of both B2B, as in the franchise business, and the retail business, and the mass market business. So is there any change in strategy we are looking at as such, or will continue to build on what she has already done over the last three, four years?
The system will be same. System सही है, जो जैसा चल रहा था वैसे ही चलेगा. Everywhere there is a head, so there will be no problem. The promoter side, Ritwik and myself, हम लोग पहले भी था, so there will be no problem.
The strategy will remain the same for both the distribution and the retail business. So there will be no change on that side. And there is every head for every operation. So they will continue, and Ritwik will overall guide the team and also take active part in the merchandising of the product.
Right. Sir, second, हम अभी देख रहे हैं कि distribution में बहुत solid degrowth आया इस quarter, and even for nine months, we have done very badly compared to कि last year तो first quarter was a total wipeout. आप इसको थोड़ा explain करेंगे, please?
Mainly the distribution business, if you see the last year in December, there was a GST increase from January 2022.
From 7% to 12%.
From 5% to 12%, a 7% increase. So that has created a mass offtake in the month of December. So that's why in this third quarter, we have seen a degrowth in the distribution business. And another impact is that there is a muted
Demand.
Demand in the Tier 2, Tier 3 sector where the distribution business generally operates. And above all, there is also inflationary pressure in this mass market segment. So all these three have created a demand going downward in this distribution business.
Right, right. And sir, after seeing robust gross margins in distribution business, Namrata at least had articulated that we are looking at early 40s kind of gross margin in distribution business and 55% kind of gross margin in retail business in a couple of years. Do we still stand by it?
See, in the retail, we stand by it. We are already doing 54% margin in retail. But in the distribution business, there is a pressure in the sales price also. After the GST increase, everyone has taken a hit in the sales price. So reaching 40% at present looks difficult, but we'll gradually try to increase the margin. We are now at 35% level. We can improve by 100 basis points in the next year.
Right. And sir, my last question is on sales. Management was very confident of doing 750 odd crores this year. Looking at what we have done in 9 months, I'm assuming we'll fall short of it. Can you give some target for next year? What are we looking at? And by when are we looking at 1,000 crores that we had also mentioned publicly a few times?
Yes, if you see the sales that you were, which is reported, it is net of GST and scheme cost as per Ind AS 115. If you see the gross turnover of the company this year, we will reach 750 crores. And next year, definitely in retail, we will expect a growth of 10 to 12% and in distribution around 15%.
Sorry, can you just translate what will 750 in gross will mean in net?
750 will gross will mean around GST of around average 12%. 750 will turn out to be around 670 crores in net.
Okay, so we'll still do around 170, 180 in the last quarter is what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Next year. And any targets for next year, sir?
Next year we are in the process of making the budget. So we expect a growth of 10 to 12% in retail segment and 15% in distributions.
And sir, can you talk a little bit about the competitive intensity? A lot of players in this segment had to take a price cut, significant price cut in the lower level flip-flops of 150 rupees. We have seen price cuts of 10-12% in that region. What kind of price cuts would we have taken this quarter?
We have taken a price cut of around 5-6% in the distribution segment. Because there are a lot of competitors who has taken a huge price cut, but we have taken around 5-6%. Because our price was lower compared to them.
On a blended basis?
On a blended basis.
So if we were to compare our product, roughly like-to-like product, with the largest distribution player in the country, our like-to-like product will be now at a premium or at a discount or will be the same price? Let's say the normal grey flip-flops.
We are at 10 rupees lower than them.
So they would be at 129, you would be at 119.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Total Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is that, I'm actually last 5 years' number, so we are in the range of 610 crores to maybe we'll end up with 750 crores. In between, upar gaya, niche aya. And our itna bada distribution network hai, we are probably one of the largest in terms of the number of stores. So, sir, why are we as a promoter satisfied with 10-12% growth? And this I'm asking because hum 50-60 naye store kholte hain, so 6-7% organic growth wahan se aata hai. ASP mein 3-4% growth aata hai. So, basically volume growth in the existing stores ko hum factor hi nahi kar rahe hain. So, is that the real on the ground scenario, what am I missing? Am I missing something here?
The problem that the most retailer is facing is the volume growth. And we have seen that in the last few years the footfall has grown down, 30% footfall has grown down. So there is a inorganic growth in the opening new stores. There is growth in the ASP, but the volume has not grown. So volume, there is a degrowth, and the volume degrowth is not only in the retail segment, it is this time has also hit in the distribution market. Because of the inflationary pressure that has been in the middle and the lower segment of the market.
And we are also trying to tap.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to hear.
We have seen that there is also a volume muted volume in the distribution segment also.
Okay. So that 12% is what I think realistic on the retail side is what you are saying, right?
Abhi ka scenario mein jo hai, market ka position jo hai, जो इंडिया का इन्फ्लेशनरी सिचुएशन है उसमें वी कैन नॉट फोरकास्ट मोर देन दैट एट प्रेजेंट
एंड वी आर हाय वी आर आल्सो टेकिंग सम एक्शन बिकॉज ऑफ द डीग्रोथ इन वॉल्यूम दैट यू वर जस्ट मेंशनिंग सो ओवर द इयर्स सम ऑफ द प्राइसेस ऑफ आवर प्रोडक्ट्स हैड बिकम वे टू एक्सपेंसिव So we want to keep our ASPs high. We want to keep our ASPs high mainly in our sub-brands like Pro and British Walker. But when it comes to our mother brand, Khadims, we are reducing some of the prices, keeping the margin as it was before in order to reduce the volume degrowth. So... That is the plan to grow even more.
So we seem to have the current participant in the line dropped from the question queue.
Oh.
We will move to the next question from the line of Anish Jain from JB Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So I have a couple of questions on the financial side. So the first was that, you know, we have seen an increase in our finance costs. So just wanted to understand the reason for this and exactly, like, is there any increase in debt in this quarter or something like that? And the other one was a drop in the other expenses. So maybe your comments on that.
Yes, what has happened this year, we have shifted one of our warehouse from Bantala to Panchala and factory from Kajwa to Srirampur, where now this finance cost increase is not because of debt, it is because of the Ind AS 116 impact, because now the rent is now treated as a depreciation and interest. So for that reason, since we shifted from our own warehouse to rented one, so that thing has impacted the increase in finance costs. This is number one, and other expense is lower compared to last quarter because there is a profit element. There is a one is the reducing of the cost of the in the other segment cost have reduced, and there is also a profit that has been adjusted in our sale of the properties.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone phones at this time. The next question is from the line of Ishan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first question is the number. I want to know the number of company-owned stores and the franchise stores and the total square feet of operations we are doing in the retail in the company-owned stores.
Yeah, we have around 220 company stores, company-owned stores, and around 500 franchises.
And total square feet of operations in our company-owned stores?
Total?
Total square feet of operation.
Generally, the average square feet in a company-owned store is 1,000 square feet, and in a franchisee, it is around 700 square feet.
Okay. And the EBITDA margin for the retail and distribution business individually?
That we can give it one-to-one basis. You make a call to our company secretary, we can provide the data there.
Okay, okay. And what should we expect from you for the next 3 to 5 years? What should be your outlook?
Outlook is that in the retail, we tend to grow at a level of 10 to 12%. And in franchisee, in distribution, around 15%. And we tend to have an EBITDA of around 15% in the next, in FY25.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, when you mentioned 15% EBITDA, is it adjusted for rent because rent is now below EBITDA or not adjusted? Like, are you saying this 15% EBITDA before paying out the rents or after paying out the rents?
Before paying out the rent, the EBITDA, which is around 11.2 or 3%, we tend to make it around 15%.
Okay, okay. So essentially 4%, 3 to 4% improvement directly in the PBT margin is what you expect because that's the improvement you are expecting. And
by improving the sales volume.
Right, but where will that come from? Because you are seeing gross margins in the retail business is 53, 54, we can go to 55. And in the distribution business also, improving gross margin seems difficult. So where will that 4% come from?
I am considering this 4% in the span of 2 years. Number one, it will come from the economies of scale of cost because when the sales volume increases, the cost not increase in that manner, number one. And number two, the increase in premiumization of the product and increase in gross margin of 1 to 2% in retail business.
Okay. But sir, abhi aapko aisa nahi lag raha hai ki reverse premiumization ho raha hai is industry mein. Matlab, people are downgrading rather than premiumization. Do you want to, can you comment anything on that, sir? Or ye trend
no,
that, ye temporary phenomena hai?
Actually, premiumization is happening, sir, still. Like right now 60% of our retail sales is coming from our sub brands. The sales value 60% comes from the sub brands, which is Pro is like a sportswear brand. British Walker is like premium leather brands, and the rest 40% is coming from mother brand Khadim, which constitutes of mainly chappals, flip flops. So it has to be the Khadim brand products prices have to be made a little competitive, whereas the British Walker or the Pro, the sportswear brands, their premiumization will still be at play. And the good news is that our sales value is more from our sub brands now than the mother brand, which was little different before.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, sir. The line for you is not very clear. We request you to please use the handset and speak closer to the mic.
Hello.
This is better, sir.
So my question is, under earlier CEO, our sales and marketing side...
Sorry to interrupt, the line for you is breaking up again.
Okay.
Mr. Desai, if you could please move to an area with better network.
I will come back. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Desai, if you have moved to a better network area, you may proceed with your question, sir.
Are you able to hear me?
Hello.
So the line for the current participant is not very clear at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I thank all the participants who has joined the con call, and also our IR team. Thank you all.
Thank you all for joining the conference call. And this year, this third quarter was a bit tough quarter, as we have mentioned in the opening speech as well. But we hope that we are hoping, we are seeing, we are hoping for better, slowish, but better recovery in the months to come. So we will continue to perform and reward the investors. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Khadim India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.